Good afternoon. Sunshine will be filtered through some high and mid-level clouds today across interior New York and New England. Still, enough sun will get through to produce high temperatures in the middle to upper 50s on average by the end of the day. High pressure off into the Canadian Maritimes is retreating, but it's still holding on enough across the region to provide us with a dry day today. Eventually, the door will open for a disturbance to ride up the eastern seaboard and produce more clouds with an onshore flow tonight and tomorrow, and maybe even some showers, especially across New England, by tomorrow afternoon. This system will be far enough away, though, to not have a direct impact on the region through more than just the daylight hours tomorrow. In fact, it'll move away by tomorrow night, opening the door for another front to come in from the west. On Wednesday, the temperatures out ahead of this front will surge into the 60s. Then the clouds will increase during the latter stages of the day, eventually leading to scattered showers by Wednesday evening and some more rain overnight on Wednesday night. Behind this next system for the day on Thursday and into Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and somewhat cooler temperatures, and again, back into the middle and upper 50s. High pressure will dominate into the beginning of the weekend, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday as we push back towards 60 and into the lower 60s with a chance of showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Modest low-level moisture return will result in a moderately unstable air mass ahead of a cold front as it moves into the region. A combination of daytime heating and lift along the cold front, in addition to favorable shear, will be favorable for supercells capable of producing large hail and damaging winds. Meanwhile, last week's heavy rainfall is still keeping many rivers in flood stage across Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan today. Large rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. And winter storm warnings are out again for the upper Midwest, where another 6 to 9 inches of snow is possible for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, including Minneapolis. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s, though teens across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny skies in the mid to upper 50s. Some sunshine Wednesday, otherwise increasing clouds with a chance of late day showers and showers at night in the lower to mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday back into the middle and upper 50s. And near 60 to start the weekend with partly sunny skies Saturday and a chance of a shower Sunday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.